With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
The following podcast contains adult themes, sexual content, and strong language. Basically, all the good stuff.
Hello, and welcome to My Dad Wrote a Porno. James, Alice, how are you both today?
Feeling good.
Thrilled to be back.
It really shows. You've got good energy today, guys.
The renewal always surprises me, but when it comes in the post and I realise I'm invited back for another one, just fantastic.
Look at us both in jumpers.
Yeah, it's because it's chilly in here, isn't it?
It's a bit cold. Did you ever put the heating on?
You keep it very cold.
I do, because of lockdown, I had the heating on the whole time and I got a bill that was £450 for a month.
That's why you keep the heating off, for the bill.
Well, that's quite a large bill, James. Would you not agree?
Yeah, but...
Feels a little bit like, I guess... Well, no, lizards, they're under hot lamps, aren't they?
Can I just say, you have been in my house for about an hour and a half, and you choose to mention this the minute the mics get turned on, so...
Well, we travelled together, we're like, let's shame him online.
Yeah, let's...
What else is
you must learn.
It's becoming the show, actually. It's less about porn by the day. It's just more about, oh, Jamie, you're weird.
I'm imagining now we'll get some kind of portion of his next bill. It's like, well, actually, it's for work purposes. So
yeah. Claiming it.
We'll go threesies.
Yeah. I'm surprised the lights are on, to be quite frank.
Honestly. I mean, I dared ask for a coffee.
It just takes a bit of an adjustment, doesn't it, to living in a full house? Not that you two would know that, but it does.
Full house.
Full house. You would live on your own.
I know, but like, you two are in flats, aren't you?
Oh wow.
Okay.
Now the truth comes out.
Let's get all the beef out on the table, shall we? Any other judgments anyone wants to make?
Oh my God, the tablecloth is red. It's literally like one of those red table talks or whatever it is.
What, the Jada Pinkett's?
Yeah.
Outrageous. Come on. This has been obviously bubbling. This has been boiling, unlike the atmosphere in here.
I am so relieved that we are recording this conversation, because I think you'll find that you provoked me.
So you look down on us. Let me get this straight.
Yeah,
you look down on us. Because we live in flats and you live in a full house.
Absolutely. I was joking.
No,
come on, claw it back. Come on, let's backpedal.
What an unusual...
I'm just saying, it is more expensive to heat a full house, is what I'm saying.
Stop saying full and it house.
Kind of... You're not a sitcom. Why do you keep calling it full house?
Okay, a house is...
But just... he's saying it like it's a stately home, you know, when they had to have all the fires
yeah.
on. Like,
well,
I've calm lived down.
In, like, it's got wings.
And... I've lived in flats my entire life. Is
yeah, we get
I'm
it,
saying.
Man of the people.
Oh, God, let's get the violin.
No, oh, my God, I'm just trying to explain why I didn't judge my heating bill properly. Anyway, my God. Welcome to My Dad Wrote a Porno. It's chapter two time.
Look, let's clear the air. Your house is lovely.
Thank you.
Put the heating on.
Do you want me to put it on now? I can go put it on now.
No, it's fine.
Sorry, I'm just dabbing my nose because it's so cold. Sorry about that. Can you catch a cold?
From cold? Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think famously.
It's my toes, you know? You can't
yeah, that's
feel
where
them.
I can feel
yeah,
it right
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
Next time, thick socks.
Yeah, absolutely. I took my trainers off. That was a mistake, wasn't it?
Gloves.
No, honestly, I just tried to use my phone. It couldn't detect my fingers.
So what have you both been up to in...
I can see my breath.
Is this all part of that little Lord... What do you call me again?
Fauntleroy,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because you always make out as if I live in some country pile. It's just a house.
It's a very modest house, but I think it's the cake fork stuff from previous times.
Yeah.
It's not so much where you live or how you live. It's
just cold.
It's just cold,
it's just really cold.
There's something on my fridge, actually, that Alice sent me in the post. And... And it literally says,
Little Lord Jamie Morton,
and then my address.
It's just his ethos, isn't it?
Little Lord Jamie Morton. Oh my God, that's such a good... that's what I'm calling him in future.
Hideous.
I mean, I don't want to go on about the cold, but we haven't even mentioned the noise outside.
No, I don't know why we pretend it's in that kind of rural... exactly, in a rural idyll.
It's like a main road right there. It's pissing it down with rain.
I know. So apologies if there is road noise, but there's nothing can be done.
I'm so glad we have that on record. Do you remember how mad he used to get if your upstairs neighbours put their fridge on and there was a light hum?
He would look at me and roll his eyes like it was me.
Our standards have dropped somewhat on the road of this podcast.
Somebody dropping a pin four streets away, he'd be like, guys.
James, can you sort that out?
Anyway, moving on. Chapter two is upon us. Are we excited?
Very. What's it called again?
It's called The Flying Doctor.
The Flying Doctor, yes.
There was an Australian TV series called The Flying Doctors, which I used to really enjoy.
God, are you kidding me?
Very good.
Got another plagiarism case here.
I think because he's lopped off the S, we might be all right.
We're fine.
Yeah, so Belinda's escaped from the hot air balloon and has ended up God knows where. George and Bish are still stuck in it, very ill.
Very ill.
Deathly poorly.
Disgustingly so. Do we think, I mean, we kind of know, don't we, that she's going to be fine, but it didn't sound in real terms, in real life, like she could topple out of that and survive.
Yeah, I don't think we could gauge quite from what height she was jumping from. Yeah,
true. Well, I guess there's only one way to find out, and that is to get a reading.
Oh, my teeth are chattering. I can't tell if I'm excited or cold.
Oh, my God. Eye roll. Okay. Belinda blinked six. Chapter 2, The Flying Doctor. Blumenthal's timing was near perfect as she rolled onto the scrub and dust like a true spy pro.
Okay, so we're outback, Australian outback, I assume, because we're still in the scrub and dust.
Oh, yeah, she's not in Europe or
the
Cancun.
Sea. Yeah.
Yeah, so she's got out of the hot air balloon, so she's safe.
She's done a drop and roll by the sounds.
Well, you say she's safe, but I mean, the middle of Australia is true. Very, very sparsely populated. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if she's not near a town.
Yeah, you almost hope there's a flying doctor nearby or something.
I hadn't even thought of that. God, what? Yeah, I mean, you could hope, but I doubt it.
Her eyes darted around the infertile landscape. Finally, getting dizzy, she landed on a tin shack where she longed for some cold shards on tap.
Well, lower your expectation. Water would be nice. You're not going to get
chardonnay. I'm not picturing it very well. So she's rolling around, she lands on a tin shack.
No. She's landed in the outback.
Yeah.
And she's looking, her eyes are rolling around or some darting around.
Darting around, yeah.
She's looking
and they focus on the shack. Yes. Got you, sorry. Yeah, it's better if you act it out. Thanks, both. Yeah.
She's getting dizzy, so she's like, oh. But she finally found a shack, thank God. Smashing the rusty lock and chain with a gold-bearing ore, she entered.
What? With a gold-bearing ore?
A bit of gold-bearing ore.
What does that mean?
Is ore a rock?
You mean O-R-E?
Yeah.
Oh, not gold-bearing ore. Shock and ore. Gold-bearing
ore. Or something to row
ore.
The boat with. No, it's. I think it's
where's she
a
got
rock.
Some gold-bearing ore?
So she's got a big lump of gold in her hand.
I guess it's in the scrub and dust.
Where has she landed? What is this absolute hotbed?
So she entered. How easy is this? Is it a trap? Blumenthal hissed, but she knew Spoons would be proud. She gritted her teeth. She vowed personally to avenge his death, no matter the costs.
Okay. No conviction from Jamie there.
Sorry. I was thinking there should be an and in there. She gritted her teeth.
Oh, there's
she
no vowed punctuation.
Okay. I just read as it comes.
She gritted her teeth, she...
She gritted her teeth, she vowed personally to avenge his death, no matter the costs.
I think you're both being very unkind.
The door groaned squeakily open, and the naked Blumenthal... Was she naked?
Maybe the fall from the basket tore her clothes
right,
off.
Right, yeah. I'm sure she had nicks that were chomping through her bum, weren't they?
Oh, right. Yeah. Maybe the scrub and dust tore it off when she rolled in that. I don't really understand what scrub and dust is, but it sounds...
It does all sorts, scrub and dust.
It sounds like it could corrode clothing.
So the naked Blumenthal went inside with a ninja stance of preparedness.
Have a day off, Belinda. Calm
talk
down.
About paranoid.
Naked as well, just...
Ninja stance, why? Hi-yah!
The place was empty.
No shit, it was padlocked.
Save for an old radio transmitter.
Oh, that's convenient.
The only thing
how unlikely. She is one very, very lucky lady.
A radio transmitter.
Yes.
It's repeated in the book, just so you know. A radio transmitter.
How many times has it repeated?
Blumenthal smiled. Today was going to be a good day after all. She clicked her imaginary glass of shards with James Spooner and drank in one.
She's lost the plot, hasn't
she? She has. 3 days in that hot air balloon without any food or water has really sent her
She's
mad.
Behaving very unusually, even for Belinda.
Somewhere else, the sun...
Anywhere else.
Moving on.
Somewhere else, the sun was blinking off the bluer-than-bog-standard blue sea. In his slimy, shrunken hands. Who can it be?
Bish?
Herr Bish.
Was... slimy, shrunken hands. He gets the right doing over in these books. I bet he's not even that old or gross.
In his slimy, shrunken hands, Herr Bish was sipping a cocktail with a fish finger garnish.
Sorry, what? In the sea?
I can't cope with, like, how quickly he's rushing through events.
So in the time it took Belinda to leave the basket and land in scrub and dust... Yeah. They've reached the sea.
And got well.
And got a cocktail.
With a fish finger garnish.
Fish finger garnish?
To be fair, a cocktail and a fish finger sandwich right now sounds quite nice. But
maybe it sounds like there's a fish finger in the cocktail.
He's thinking like aperitivo.
Yeah, like, yeah.
He's had a cocktail and he's just got a side plate of fish fingers.
James, don't tell me you wouldn't love that.
I mean, yeah, I would order it 100% if it was available, but...
I've been to Italy with you, James. You love that little snack that you get with a drink there.
George Sylvester. Oh, they're all there. George Sylvester was ranting and raving about being betrayed by Blumenthal and Giselle.
As Rocky said to himself in this chapter, I'm not going to refer to Belinda by her first name. I'm just going to keep calling her Blumenthal.
Has he?
Well, he might have said Belinda as well, but I think it started, he called her Blumenthal.
A new naming convention.
Oh, you're right. Every single time, it's Blumenthal.
Gosh, James, well noted.
Thank you.
So George Sylvester was ranting and raving about being betrayed by Blumenthal and Giselle. They're unkind, Bish.
Unkind?
They're very mean.
And your goons need a good shaking up.
Well, the goons are all dead, I think. There's no goons left.
Don't shake the dead goons.
I'm the only one qualified in penetrative insurgency who can find the lost blueprints and get your special one back.
Oh, Christ. So, such a fucking yo-yo of back and forth between the companies. So, George is now going to go back into Steele's.
Undercover?
Undercover? How?
How'd you cover that gammy leg?
So, wait a sec. He's an expert in penetrative what?
Penetrative insurgency.
Is that a euphemism, or you just literally mean... going undercover.
I mean, I mean nothing. I have no idea what it means. But Dad, I think, just
it's
means...
It's far too late to distance yourself from this now.
He's going to have to go in full prosthetics.
Yeah.
I just can't wait for him to be wandering around Steele's and everyone's like, morning, Sarah, or I don't know, however he's disguised.
So I'm the only one who can find the lost blueprints and get your special one back. Bish was a hell of a business hare, and his standards... were higher than Keith Richards up a coconut tree.
I am going to need you to explain that to me.
Is that a famous news story? Keith Richards in a coconut tree. Let's have a look.
Higher than Keith Richards.
Well, he likes his drugs, or did like his drugs, didn't he, Keith Richards, famously?
So he's high mentally and he's physically high because he's in a coconut tree.
Okay, well, you could have said higher than Keith Richards, couldn't you, really?
Yeah.
I love that we're Googling for a news story about Keith Richards in a coconut tree.
He did fall out of a coconut tree.
Oh, my God.
He was holidaying in Fiji.
That'll do it.
And he and Ronnie Wood decided to explore the same tree.
Explore the same tree.
The consequences were spectacular. Halfway up, Richards slipped and fell to the ground, severely banging his head in the process.
Oh, I remember he had an...
As a young man, is this? When's this?
No, I think this was quite recent, wasn't it? I remember him having an accident.
No, 2009.
Well, no, recent in the context of the Rolling Stones.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Because they've been around for hundreds of years, yeah.
So he was higher than Keith Richards up a coconut tree. He would never be happy until every citizen in the pots and pans industry were kissing his tight, wrinkly arsehole.
That's what he wants. Now, I didn't know that was his end goal. I thought it was something to do with the technology, but... This is a horrific master plan.
Who would go near that arsehole? The woofs.
As we've discussed, you'd pass out before you even got a meter close.
I mean, I'm just putting it out there. I don't think he's going to achieve that dream.
Dream big.
I dream of everyone near my arsehole.
The trioxybrillo blueprints were essential for his survival. And he would rather die death than lose in life.
I love the idea that your life's work is to steal somebody else's work.
It's quite relatable, actually. But it's gonna cost you, George continued, another million of your so-called euros. plus reasonable expenses.
Why does he want euros? He lives in Britain.
I'm surprised he's not said francs or lira, to be honest.
Yeah.
Vine, but remember, fool, I need this special one alive. I suspect she has the trioxypril secrets, and I want him!
He wants to... Every word began with a V there.
It really does.
You absolute
Vine,
fool.
Vut, remember.
Vut, for butt.
Yes, V-U-T.
Vut.
Vut.
So he wants Giselle back as well.
I'll prize them from a vice-tight vagina if needs be.
George, they're in my hand. George.
You've got 3 weeks, Georgie. 3 weeks.
Bish scowled as he pressed the send button on his remote online banking application server. So he's got 3 weeks, Georgie.
I didn't know you could do million euro transfers the same day.
You're not operating in the same world, James.
Oh, that's true.
Wait till Jamie has to pay his next heating bill.
Yeah. As George left for his mission, the large-titted private nurse Gunda...
Oh, hello.
Gunda's back.
Dressed in a petite white medical attire.
I imagine very sexy nurse.
Oh, for sure.
Like the total cliche.
Yeah, wipe clean.
Gunda crawled around Bish. She whispered in his good ear. He nodded his gaunt head at her in a sharp jolt. She was an expert at non-verbal signals, so immediately knew he meant yes.
She's a smart cookie.
She's a genius. All that training, nod means
she's,
yes.
She's an expert in it, did you say?
She's an expert in non-verbal signals, so immediately knew he meant yes. In front of him, she spun on her left stiletto heel, 360 degrees and a third.
Just did a turn, maybe.
No, and a third.
Oh, sorry, and a tiny third.
The velocity of the G-force made her hairnet fly off and bundles of red hair fell down her back and shoulders.
Oh, Gunda.
It was shiny and high-end.
High-end.
Her nurse outfit also fell victim to the forest floor.
They're in a forest by the sea.
Has time passed? Time has to have passed.
Oh, time's definitely passed.
How much time?
What, right now? It feels like days. <We're in the
book. laughs> Somewhat of a slog today, isn't it? Yeah. So, her nurse outfit also fell victim to the forest floor, revealing a skin-tight, leather-look bodysuit covered in drawings of various insects.
Okay. not in any of my worldly guesses, would that have been what I thought she was wearing? Underneath the nurse's outfit.
Mm. Skin-tight outfit covered in insects.
Pictures thereof.
Drawings, yeah. So it's leather look, bodysuit, covered in drawings of insects.
I can't even picture that. Like, I can't even approximate.
I'm imagining maybe, you know, that Britney Spears video?
Yeah.
That sort of...
A catsuit?
Yeah.
She's not covered in insects.
But then if that catsuit had, like, drawings of snails on it and stuff.
Why?
I love, like, if that video was absolutely batshit, then like that.
Like wood lice, you know, centipedes.
Do you know what I think it's going to be?
Oh, come on.
What?
Camouflage.
What, she's going
to
lie on the forest floor?
Yeah.
For what?
No more questions at this time.
I like how you're thinking, though. Good.
Well, where do you get insects?
The forest floor.
Duh.
I hate that you just said that in unison. I feel like I'm operating in some different plane. This chapter's really weird.
It is. So anyway, so she's in a bodysuit covered in drawings of various insects. Bish smiled the sinful grin of a crook.
It's almost like I can taste his breath.
Agent XYZ, you has finally revealed your true being.
Wow. Okay, so Gunda was an agent all along.
Sorry, you're saying Gunda like we've met her before.
Yeah,
which
we did
obviously
meet her.
Have, yeah, because I'm just picking up on your tone. But who was she again?
Bish's private nurse, slash clearly some sort of secret agent.
XYZ, yeah.
Agent XYZ.
Why did you say Z?
What do you mean?
Is it written Z?
Z. Well, it's written XYZ.
Z.
Z.
Oh, is that American Z?
I think so, maybe.
Is that American?
I would say Z.
Okay.
As would you, Jamie. Thank you.
Well, clearly not.
Of course he learnt a different alphabet, like probably to a different tune as well.
X, Y, Z. Z.
Z. X, Y, Z.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, J, K, L, M, N, P, Q, R, X, T, V, W, X, Y, and Z.
That definitely wasn't
in order. Because it has to rhyme.
Yeah, but we didn't learn Z.
But in that rhyme you would have.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G,
oh my God. H, R, J, K. Is this episode going to be mainly using in the alphabet?
It's T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z. So what do you say?
Oh my God, this is going to be such a long episode. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z.
Z, because it rhymes with V.
But you didn't learn that at school.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're now on my side of the
joke. So do you say X, Y, Z or X, Y, Z?
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z. Z.
So wait, so you're spelling out a word. You've got a number plate in front of you on a car.
No, I would say Z as a British person, but in that particular ABC...
Which we all learnt the ABC from.
But he's just said XYZ.
I know. But from if we're basing it on that song, it is Z in that song.
But so she's called Agent XY. What would you say?
I would say Z.
Thank you. I rest my case, Your Honour. That was 16 minutes long, that okay. investigation.
So hang on, what am I saying?
Agent X, Y, Z, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z.
Z.
So Agent X, Y, Z, Agent X, Y, Z.
Both.
I'll just mix it up.
Mm.
So our Agent X, Y, Z, you have finally revealed your true being. You're here. Obey you here. Forever here.
Not all there, is she? She's not all there.
is she trying to say sir? Like, yes, sir.
Yeah, I think so.
But it's mister, isn't it? So she's saying, yes, mister.
Yes, mister. Obey you, mister. Forever, mister.
Yeah. Agent XYZ shouted robotically.
Sexy.
Oh, is she a robot, do we think?
He husked. Well, we'll see if the robot can do sexy.
I'm too nervous to even laugh at that because there's a real chance that she is.
XYZ tossed her flaming hair down her bum and allowed her big tits to pout.
Pouting tits?
Like, to go together, I guess, in a kind of like, ooh.
Yeah, hair.
Do you know what I'm getting? Jessica Rabbit vibes?
Certainly from Jamie's performance in the room, yeah. I mean, he has red hair that tumbles down his back, so this sort of plays to his strength.
Do I?
At the moment, because you've not got your hair clips in.
Before I knew I was a homosexual man.
Sure, yeah.
Sorry to come out like that.
I think that's the first time I've ever heard it on record.
Yeah.
Don't know if I've talked about it before.
Congratulations, James.
I really had the hots for Jessica Rabbit.
You do like a glamorous really? Woman, though, still to this day.
Yeah, there was just something about her.
Her bitchy persona, maybe.
She's quite sassy.
Yeah, sassy is a good word, yeah.
Can you be a homosexual man... You can probably still fancy rabbits.
I think there was a lot of cartoons. Alice, you can fancy anything.
I don't think that's in contradiction to your status.
We might have talked about it before, but there were a lot of cartoons I fancied, both male and female, when I was younger. But I think you're right. I think I was more attracted to Jessica Rabbit, just her, like, voluptuous, kind of sexy...
Her confidence was attractive.
Confidence, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was her confidence. Lots of people fancy her because of her confidence.
So she's being sexy, so...
Yeah, hey, obey you, forever.
You
incredible
have made her...
Incredible vibrato.
It's quite a skill to make someone wholly unappealing like that.
Everyone that Jamie does has an air of being incredibly old.
Yeah.
Biz jizzed in his lap.
Like, who?
Bish jizzed.
You said biz jizz.
Makes more sense.
Bish jizzed in his lap like in a naughty dream.
From that.
Regaining his delirium, Bish spoke the language of hate.
My exceptional one.
Oh, God, there's grades of special, exceptional.
Once I have this special title with the blueprint, you will kill Georgie Bochy.
Oh, now that is a twist.
Why? So, it's a bit like the woman who ate a spider to catch the fly. So he sent George to kill Giselle and Agent XYZ/Z to kill George.
But we have to have Giselle first.
He doesn't want to pay George, maybe.
But he's already transferred the money.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that'll be clear in 2 hours.
Maybe it's doing it in installments.
Right. So once he has the special traitor...
You will kill Georgie Podgy.
Agent XYZ sneered a deliciously evil smile that could cut glass and smash mirrors.
That's a good old smile, isn't it?
And as well, you will capture me, Belinda, the bitch of Blumenthal. I have unfinished business with her titties.
He just wants everything. He's so greedy. What do you want?
The House of Blumenthal.
He's got quite the shopping list, hasn't he? So capture Giselle, get the blueprints, then kill George, get Belinda.
I mean, we don't know what happens to Agent XYZ then.
He probably sends someone after her.
I mean, it's a never-ending cycle. And what about the goons?
There's a whole goons spin-off, I think. It's like Minions. You know, they did a Minions movie.
Yes, yeah. Agent XYZ cackled. This terror-laced lullaby made Bish snooze off in his deck chair.
Covered in his own jizz. Mm.
So he just came and then she laughed and he fell asleep.
In the baking heat, we imagine.
With a ruthless gait, Agent XYZ marched out of the lair, understanding of her orders perfectly.
The lair? Where are we?
Oh, fine, they're in Bish's Australian lair. Oh, fine, yeah.
They're in Bish's Australian forest beach bar lair.
I'd spend more time there than that gross schloss.
After many attempts, Miss Blumenthal had managed to get in touch with the local flying doctor.
Right, so we're going back and forth in time here.
Using an over-the-intercom diagnosis, he deduced she was dehydrated and in need of multivitamins.
You need a Barocca.
I mean, doesn't everybody need a multivitamin?
Yeah.
I've really got into my vitamins with all the kind of stuff that's been going on. Vitamin D every day.
Lovely.
I have a multivitamin dissolvable tablet in the morning. You strike me as a vitamin girl.
I'm not actually, but that's just me being thrifty. It's an expensive business, the vitamin business.
Oh, it's a racket. I don't think it's worth the paper it's written on, but it makes
from
you feel
endorsement
better.
To condemning it in about 5 seconds.
So she was dehydrated and in need of multivitamins, but otherwise nothing too serious. However, protocol stated he'd have to come and execute some internal lookovers. Not wanting to hurt the flying doctor's wife, Miss Blumenthal had found a very old and very hole-damaged pair of dungarees.
That's a sexy look, to be fair.
Oh my God, yeah.
Right?
But they would do, and she could hold her hand over the left breast area, which had completely rotted away.
I was going to say, let me guess where the holes are. The nipples, the vag, the bum.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
The sound of a small aeroplane got louder and slower.
That was quick.
And the flying doctor... Oh, he's flying.
Yeah, he's flying. He's not teleporting.
And the flying doctor made a perfect landing in the scrub and dust. From a cloud of small rocks, the doc made his way across to Miss Blumenthal and simply said...
Good day.
Good day. The flying doctor looked like he'd be more at home in Mr. O'Gregor's garden than the outback.
Who's Mr. O'Gregor?
Mr. O'Gregor.
Mr. McGregor from Peter Rabbit?
Okay. Oh, is that what he means?
O'Gregor.
O'Gregor.
Has he made him Irish?
Yeah, probably.
Is there another famous Gregor?
Ewan McGregor?
Ewan McGregor's garden?
He looked like he'd be more at home in Mr. O'Gregor's garden than the outback. He had a nose as long as a crooked carrot and hair like a cauliflower.
A nose as long as a carrot? Wow.
Thinking about that, that's sort of like...
It's like Pinocchio.
Yeah.
He had a nose as long as a crooked carrot and hair like a cauliflower. What a hunk, Belinda thought.
Yeah, sounds it. Wits woo.
She was entranced.
Doesn't take much.
These 2 days were the longest she'd gone without a fondle, and her fanny was itching for action.
I don't think they're itching.
Itchy fanny.
The doc proffered his right hand, and they both shook earnestly. Miss Blumenthal's heart was pumping. She let her left hand slip in her excitement, and her tit hung out as if it were a tongue needing a very cold beer.
Ugh. A tit that looks like a tongue.
The doc smiled and said, "Call me Al. Everyone else does." Belinda blinked. Doc Al was very thorough, and within 3 minutes of his examination, he noticed she was fine. But she was oh so wet, was this new patient of his in the vaginal region.
Oh.
Indeed, he also clocked her magnificent mammary attributes. Long, sexy leg muscles, beautifully flowing black hair, seductive ass, and wonderfully prehensile-shaped toes.
Hover, hover.
Prehensile toes and their presence in modern-day women was his PhD degree at Monash University, and he dearly would have liked to continue on to research.
Monash University is a real university, isn't it?
Oh, is it?
What's he called it?
Monash.
Yep, Monash University, Melbourne.
His degree was in what, sorry?
Prehensile toes and their presence in modern-day women.
It's a very specific degree, isn't it?
I guess PhDs are quite specific, though, aren't they?
You know, you're absolutely right. I guess what I meant to say, what a weird... Yes. So that's what he's a doctor in?
Yes.
So he's not a doctor-doctor?
Right.
He's not a medical doctor? No.
He's like Jill Biden. Still a doctor.
Still a doctor, by name.
Are modern women more... Well, I'll have to read his thesis, I suppose. But are modern women more prone to prehensile toes?
When or? You say prehensile toes...
What exactly are we talking about here?
Like toes that can pick stuff up.
Right.
Like which mine actually can.
Can you?
You can write with a pen with your toes.
I wouldn't say I could write with them, but I can pick up items with them.
We've got a case study here, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see. Get your toes out for the lads.
Okay. So give me a pen, for example.
Oh.
They're a little blue because it's so cold in here.
There's a pen in the East Wing.
She's put it on the bench.
Okay.
Oh!
Then I can just mosey it on wherever I want to go.
Let's get paper and see if she can write her name. Well, it's clearly more common than we thought.
Give me a bit of paper. Let's see if I can write.
Okay. What are you going to try and write your name? Do you want to do it on the floor?
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, wow. Joined up writing.
That is foul.
Cursive with the toes.
Let me see. Hold it up. Oh, my God. That's better than my handwriting.
I was going to say.
Dr. Al would have a field day with you, wouldn't he?
I actually didn't know that was going to go as well. I mean, I don't like the image that's on Google Images for prehensile toes. I like to think mine are a bit nicer than that. If you want to get a scare, honestly, put prehensile toes in. Second picture. Crikey.
So he would have dearly liked to have continued on to research, but past student loans had called a halt to his academic desires. But to meet a potential specimen such as this, well, he'd have to cultivate her.
Oh, he would go wild.
He'd love you.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Whatever the cost. Use the old cliche if needed. In the name of science.
The old cliche. Do you want to sleep with me? In the name of science.
Roll over onto your tummy, please. Masturbate with your hand between your legs.
Oh, my God.
Whilst...
Sorry, what?
Oh, God, in the name of science.
In the name of science.
Roll over onto your tummy, please. Masturbate with your hand between your legs whilst I...
Is there another way?
Measure your toes, ma'am. Blumenthal smiled and said, "You can call me Belinda Blumenthal, International Sales Director of Steels, Pots and Pans, Al."
Little does she know, she's been...
Oh, God, yeah.
That title has been swiped away from her.
Oh, yeah, no longer relevant.
"And be careful I don't squirt. It's been one of those days." Al blinked.
It's been a squirty kind of day.
Squirty kind of day.
He then laughed and thought if anyone as dehydrated as Belinda could squirt, then he'd run for state governor.
What's happening? I also like that it's peppered with a little bit of Australian politics for you there.
"Thanks for the warning, Belinda. I'll just duck if necessary."
Duck?
Duck. Isn't she face down? How's she going to squirt over his head backwards?
Yeah, I mean...
Oh, James.
No, come on.
Meanwhile, as Blumenthal played with herself, Al put his PhD in toes to good use and took some dimensions. Doc Owl stripped off and gently took out Belinda's throbbing pussy.
Took it out? What does that mean?
Oh, took it out of the dungarees?
Yes, let's say that.
Oh, so she's got a hand down the dungarees, not... she's just.
I'm being incredibly generous, but yeah, I think that could be it. Although she did say, watch out, I might squirt, so that doesn't really follow, does it? But
so he gently took out Belinda's throbbing pussy. With his penis enlarging by the second, he penetrated her vulva, just managing to rub her clitoris as he entered and sent her into a deep orgasm.
I like not waiting to be fully erect, though. Like, yeah. It's getting larger. Let's go for it now.
Wow. Prehensile toes.
Wow. Prehensile toes.
Wow. Prehensile toes are really gross.
Wow. Prehensile toed women were so satisfying.
This cannot be ethical as part of his research.
No.
This can't be necessary as part of his research.
Well, his PhD's done.
He can't continue it because of the loans issue.
Well, so maybe he's just kind of doing ad hoc case studies when he can. But the thesis says what? He has to sleep with them to work out if modern women with prehensile toes are what? What's the kind of...
Yeah, better in bed, more adventurous.
What's the hypothesis?
Can write their name in joined up writing.
I wouldn't be surprised if we get quite a lot of emails about that, guys.
He threw her brassiere to the side and...
She had on was dungarees.
Yeah.
I find myself bubbling with anger at this yeah. It's really, really, even for Rocky, not making a great deal of sense.
It's a dragon. So he threw her brassiere to the side and started licking Blumenthal all over.
Stop calling her Blumenthal. That's really bothering me now you've pointed that out.
She screeched as his full depth hit her and she immediately orgasmed again. This was a multiple orgasm situation.
Oh, right.
And it was lovely. Just lovely. Needing to mix things up, the doc pulled out of her front bottom and began to enter the back one. It gave a different feel, but was still magic.
He did what, sorry?
He pulled out of the front bottom.
And went to the back.
And began to enter the back one.
Front to back?
Mm. Doc Owl.
I think calling yourself doctor in this context suggests you are a medical doctor.
Particularly doc. I think doctor's fine. It's the Doc Owl.
Like I say, he could well be one, but it feels like he is just dining out on that half-finished PhD. So he's not even PhD.
He's not even a qualified doctor. Yeah. He's just a man called Owl with a plane. Who likes feet.
Doc Owl was giving it his all. So much so that his fluffy hair was getting wetter and wetter and slapping to his rectum red forehead.
Rectum red.
Ooh. I didn't think of it as fluffy when it was cauliflower hair.
Sorry. Rectum red as a colour.
I can't dwell.
Is
that a paint colour or something?
How red is a rectum?
Well, I imagine with rectum red, it's more of a pinkish, kind of pinkishy red.
Okay.
Because they're not like, he's thinking of a baboon, isn't he? Like, but it's not, they're not bright red, are they?
Well, no, that's baboon's rectum red.
Baboon's rectum red.
So he's gone from the front to the back. And because his head's now rectum red, Belinda got worried, so pushed him out of her and spoke. Doc Owl, prove to me you can lick my ass out better than any soft wipe.
Oh!
One thing we know for sure, I don't know what's going on in this book, but we know that Rocky likes rimming.
He's really embraced it in a way that is just...
There's no game, there's no ambiguity there. He's a breast man, he's a bum man.
The thing is,
I don't like the implication of like the cleaning aspect of it.
The thoroughness as well.
Yeah. What's the matter, Jane?
What could possibly be the matter,
Jane? It's just that I've been... As you know, I've been resisting this as a kind of a realisation for a while. Because I do think that, you know, Spooner was just getting his bum kissed. This is very much...
Oh, this, yeah, this is rimming.
Yeah.
You can't deny this is rimming.
This is rimming.
This is rimming,
this is rimming in your face.
That is gazing at a rectum red rectum.
I wonder if in, like, normal times he would have, you know, done some kind of market research.
Right.
Because he knows what the people like. Like, it's going to tantalise that scene, isn't it?
Is it?
You better believe it, James. You are going to see some correspondence which says, thank you, thank you, thank you.
I feel seen. So, Doc, I'll prove to me you can lick my ass out better than any soft wipe. Oof. But he didn't seem too keen.
Belinda...
Do you mind if I don't? I'd rather not.
I also hate, in a sexual scenario, prove the following. It's, like, it's quite a lot of pressure.
I don't want to be too graphic, but, like, 3 days.
Since she's had
a shower or
it's
a wash.
True.
But she hasn't eaten a thing. Nothing has passed her lips.
I don't care. Would you? No. Would you?
Non-committal. No,
no. Would you?
I think you'd want to hose somebody down, wouldn't you?
Oh, my God. Come on.
That's not a euphemism. That's saying, like, you'd actually want to hose somebody
yeah,
down.
Yeah, literally.
He didn't seem too keen, so Blumenthal took matters into her own brain.
For once. For the first time. I think that's our first time.
Seeing as she was down under, why not do the same and pleasure the perineum?
Okay.
Of Al.
Of the perineum of Al.
She flipped the flying doctor PhD over and dragged her long nails across his lower carriageway with ease. She kept at it, scuttling her claws up and down as if touch typing. He was a stranger to the act, and consequently, it made him come buckets and buckets.
So she's flipped him. He's a quite large grown man with, yes, with a cauliflower for a head. She's flipped him over and gone scuttle, scuttle, nails, nails, and then...
She's just tickling him with her hand.
On his perineum.
Yeah. On his perineum.
On his...
Perineum. On his... Well, I got the gooch.
Taint.
Taint, perineum, gooch, undercarriage.
I'm not saying it's false advertising, but if you would say, as we're down under, I think I should go down under, and then you just tickled someone, you'd be a bit like...
Hey, but Alice, if that's what gets the job done...
Well, I mean, it clearly has.
Why overstretch yourself?
Absolute buckets.
Buckets and buckets. Two bucketfuls. So much for the outback being dry, Blumenthal laughed hysterically.
That's not going to irrigate the plants, though, is it?
God, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink.
Depends what you're into. After he had stopped panting, sweating and ejaculating, Doc Al suggested they get back to Sydney Town Centre pronto.
His town centre. offended. Full city.
The CBD. His Airbus flyer was very fast.
He's got an Airbus. Aren't they like jumbo jets?
I thought it was like a little land plane.
Well, it's an Airbus flyer.
We could have had flyer on the end.
Defuck is an Airbus flyer.
So sorry, they delivered the Guardian in a de Havilland, whatever the fuck that was called, and a flying doctor is in a jumbo jet.
So Doc Al suggested they get back to Sydney Town Centre pronto. His Airbus flyer was very fast, and in two shakes of a cat's ass, they were there.
In two shakes of a cat's ass, they were in Sydney Town Centre.
They'd landed in an Airbus in Sydney Town Centre.
So they really can't be far away.
Are you not baffled by the fact they've managed to find a landing strip?
I'm baffled by all of it.
So in two shakes of a cat's ass, they were there. He shook her hand once more on the tarmac and left her be. What to do now? She wondered lostly.
Get back to London?
Blumenthal blinked.
Don't say it like it's dramatic.
And that is the end of this chapter. And please let us never speak of it again.
That is the end of my patience. Two questions for you, mainly for James, because Jamie will be like, oh, well, I think what he's trying to say. I believe it's a metaphor. We're never going to meet Dr. Al again, are we?
I hope not. I really hope not.
Secondly, other than letting us know that Belinda was alive and horny, what was the point of all of that?
Well, okay, well...
No, don't you dare.
You
stay
don't
out
you
of it.
Bloody dare. Okay, keep your mouth shut.
Yeah, right.
Put the heating on and keep your mouth shut.
The heating's on, it's lovely now, isn't it?
Oh, it has got a bit more toasty.
It is toasty.
Can you turn it off, actually? It's too hot. Two things we learned.
Okay.
Belinda's got back to Sydney, so I'm sure she's slowly on her way back to London. Fucking hell, so hurry up. Secondly, we now know Bish's plan for the rest of the book, presumably, or for the future.
That's what I was going to say before it was, you know, silenced by you two. I think the
were
agent...
You silent? Or were you silent?
I was silenced.
Everyone do the hand gesture. Silenced.
No, I think that... I think Agent XYZ/Z is a really monumentous moment in the books.
Is monumentous a word?
Monumental? Momentous? It's a combination.
Shut up. Okay, I'm now silent. Go on. Fuck off.
It's a phenomenal combination of the two.
It really is monumentous.
Son of Rocky, everyone.
Well, we're only two chapters in, and the listeners probably have as many questions as I do.
Oh, for sure.
So if you do want to get in contact with us, I'm really happy to talk about any of the issues that have been raised by this episode. So you can tweet us at dadwroteaporno.
My dad wrote a on Instagram.
And you can email us at mydadwroteaporno@gmail.com.
Also worth mentioning that if you've enjoyed this trip around the world, we will be getting on an Airbus flyer ourselves.
Oh, we will,
and
yes,
recommencing the tour in 2022.
Yes, all being well, we'll finally get to celebrate Belinda's 30th birthday.
Woohoo!
Years later than planned, but never mind. Just go to mydadwroteaporno.com/live to find out all the dates and to get your tickets. And we will see you there, I hope.
Very relatable. Think how many people have delayed their 30th.
Exactly. Come party with us.
Yeah, so we'll see you next week.
I don't know about you, but I need a drink.
Oh, definitely.
Jamie, you got any fish fingers?
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.